I don't understand why this isn't a bigger story. It should be. Tell me we're not desensitized to this. We talked yesterday multiple times about the three-year-old boy who had been shot and killed. And Susie and the news team were working on the story, and then late yesterday, information came out. A close relative on Tuesday identified the three-year-old boy who was fatally shot this weekend in the family's northeast Minneapolis apartment. Juwan Robinson was critically wounded. Woods said, this is his aunt, said police have told the family that Juwan got a hold of a gun and it went off. The aunt, Misha Woods. Someone left a loaded gun in the home. He got a hold of it thinking it was a toy. She is talking about her nephew who went by Junior. He's three. He's gone. He's gone. He loved trucks and dinosaurs. He was just so silly and goofy. He was a mama's boy. Top of the head. Rush to HCMC. Police spokesman said Tuesday evening there had been no arrests and no update to share in the active and ongoing investigation. God, it just breaks your heart. About 200 minors have picked up a firearm and accidentally shot themselves or someone else in the U.S. this year, resulting in 74 deaths and 128 injuries. We last year had a Democrat and a Republican on. And it was a good back and forth over, I think, back-to-back days, if I remember right, about gun storage laws in Minnesota, what's on the books, and what should be changed. I'm not for one second coming for your gun. When we talked about this, Dave, I thought both sides made their case very well. And I thought a number of our texters and callers were very good in this. And I so appreciate it. I so appreciate another nonsense like Golden Valley and St. Louis Park. And I mean it on gravely serious stories like this. If Dave Harrigan wants to have a gun and he goes through a background check and he passes it, he should have a gun. If he wants to have it for hunting, if he wants to have it for shooting, if he wants to have it to protect his family, whatever the reason. Then the debate becomes, Dave, where is said gun? Because if, God forbid, part of the reason why you're having a gun is to protect yourself, and now the God forbid part, someone breaks in. Someone breaks in. And for some, the point is, if I have to lock up my gun and one person comes in, two individuals come in, do I have enough time to get this weapon, if necessary, to use it and stop this intruder or those intruders? Then you have the other side of the argument where, again, I'm not going to talk in the specifics about this one because we don't know. But we do know other cases, right? We know other cases where in a drawer, on a bed, in between the pillows. And by the way, the individuals who should be most outraged about this are legal, law-abiding gun owners. So what should the policy be? Last year, passed in the House, did not become law. Senate didn't pass it. Walz would have passed it, but it didn't get to his desk. 11 hours of debate last year. New bill would make it a crime to store, keep, or leave firearm in any place unless the firearm is unloaded and equipped with a locking device or locked in a firearm storage lock gun room. Currently, under Minnesota law, it's a gross misdemeanor to store or leave a loaded firearm where the person knows or should know the child is likely to gain access unless the person takes reasonable action. The bill deletes the reasonable action standard, replacing the language with specific language. If you have kids around, and again, I'm not talking directly about this case. I am saddened by this case, and it has kickstarted this conversation. But on the specifics of this case, I don't know. I just know a three-year-old is gone. You have kids around. You cannot have the weapon just laying around with confusion with a toy. How difficult is this part of the conversation? Now, again, going back to the other side. Dave, if you believe you and your family, for whatever reason, are safer because you have a gun, you have that right. People aren't just going to walk around with it in the holster. And for the folks who say, now, wait a second, if someone does break into my house or my office or wherever it might be, and I have to go so far to find the storage area and the combo, I don't have a chance. What do you say about this debate?
I think one side is losing it, and that's the side of, well, what if somebody breaks into my house? It could happen. For the vast majority of this, it is such a small chance. A minuscule chance that somebody randomly is going to break into our house out of the blue and want to kill us. It's not a common occurrence.
Neither is a gun is left laying there.
No.
And a child is shot.
It's not.
That's even less of an occurrence.
It's happened a couple hundred times in the country already this year.
Yeah. That's, well, there's been way more break-ins than
yes.
a couple hundred.
Yes, right? There's been break-ins. My point is, we're looking at a problem of children finding loaded, available guns. And, you know,
horrifying.
I've said before.
Irresponsible.
This country.
Dangerous.
Yes, absolutely.
All criminal.
Of those things. Oh, keep going. Keep
yeah.
going. I've said before, I think this country, you know, every time we get a mass shooting, we get, well, you know, assault weapons, you know, the AG, you know, whatever, the AR-15s, they got to go. Well, why don't we talk about handguns in this country? Because those are the guns that pretty much all these cases of a toddler picking up a weapon,
yeah,
they're talking about a handgun that is loaded, that is sitting on a nightstand, on a coffee table, something like that. And we, you know, these are obviously horrifically dangerous weapons in the hands of a toddler.
So many more crimes in populated areas are from handguns. They are from assault rifles.
Yes.
Shotguns.
And a child doesn't know what they're doing. They don't understand the power of the gun, or they might think it's a toy that they are holding. An adult should. There's no reason an adult doesn't. And too many adults don't give a damn. They just don't care about the power that these weapons can have in their hands, in the hands of somebody that shouldn't have it, you know, a toddler or, you know, somebody older, an adult that should not have that weapon. And I don't understand why, as a country, we just don't say, look, we have to be better. And if we can't be better, then we need to take action.
So I'm going to say this for the third time, because I do not want people to say, I know the details on this case. I don't. Okay. I want to hear from people, because the number one responsibility you have as a parent, the number one responsibility as a guardian, is to keep your children safe. That's it. That's it. That's number one on the list. And if you're so derelict that you're leaving a weapon around, you are failing as a parent. The other side could come back and say, oh, by the way, you're telling me I need to keep my kids safe. I think by having a weapon at my house and its availability is another way to keep my kids safe. What do you want to say on the balance of this? Because you see it today or you see it another time, and if there are details behind it and it was left pillowcase, bad. I think the person should go away for 30 years. And again, we have this debate, well, can you really punish the person, the parent, even more? Probably not. But the derelict of responsibility was so egregious that punishment should be in play. What do you want to say about this? I know we've had some calls, but we've been talking. You want to chime in through a phone call or a text? I would love to hear from you. 651-461-9226. Our friend Lindsey Gentzel is going to join us in about 15 minutes. Lindsey's talked about ADHD. She's had podcasts on ADHD. It affects, well, when you consider family members and friends and coworkers, it borderline affects everybody in this country. ADHD. October's ADHD Awareness Month. So Gensel's with us in about 15, but I love your phone calls on this topic, this very serious topic. 651-461-9226. A reminder, if Johnny Carson was alive, he would be 99 today. And so Dave found music from Johnny. This is Johnny also. Do you know what year this is for Mr. Cash?
I'd have to look that up. I don't know. It was during the time that Johnny Carson was hosting The Tonight Show. I'll give you that.
Okay, that really narrows it down for us. All right, we're talking about children, access to guns, tragedies, the numbers going up. Seems awful. A bill that passed the House did not pass the Senate. That included Democrats who weren't for it, by the way. And it was a broader bill, so it wasn't just this. But where is the balance? Because some people will say, and they're not condoning just leaving the gun laying right there. But they're saying if you really want to protect yourself, that some of these measures to protect the gun go so far, you're borderline eliminating the power you have to potentially alter in a most dramatic way the conditions that may be taking place.
And part of the arguments, too, were, for instance, in rural Minnesota, in farms, protecting your cows, your sheep, whatever you have out there from other animals that are trying to get them.
Among the texts coming in, well, let's take a call first. Lisa, thanks for listening. Go ahead. You're on WCCO Radio. Hello, Lisa. All right, we're going to put Lisa on.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, Lisa. You're on.
Okay. So, I don't own a gun. I used to. I grew up way up north where guns were in your cars all the time. But I don't own a gun anymore. I thought about that. If someone were to break in, and I thought, there's other ways to protect yourself. And I thought, I'm going to use my fire extinguisher. That would be a good protection, I think. And it would
if they stayed, 15, 20 yards away? Probably not.
Yeah, I don't know. But I just feel like guns are just too free. It's not fair to those children that they have to deal with this.
No.
And then they die. Yeah.
Well, Lisa, let me ask you this. Do we make a law that goes too far? And if you believe it goes too far, and some do, some don't, should we make a law where the irresponsible gun owners won't even pay a damn thing to it, and it could potentially punish those responsible gun owners?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know the answer to that.
Thank you, Lisa. Appreciate the phone call. Dave, what about that? Because one of the texters is raising it. I think it's a very good point, right? If a law passes on greater security, greater punishment, safes, can't have it loaded, whatever it might be. The individuals involved in the cases which have happened before, again, we don't know the details here. Would they have even changed their approach? Or were they so irresponsible they wouldn't have cared? They would have said, I'll be fine. Or they wouldn't even have known the law, or the change in the law wouldn't have done a damn thing.
Yeah, I'd assume the majority would just be as, you know, irresponsible as they were beforehand. But you know what? Maybe not all. Maybe 3 out of 10 say, you know what, this is the law. I guess this is what I have to do now. And you know, I don't look at it as punishing the gun owners who are doing things the right way. Perhaps I get if you do look at it that way. I look at more of we're not so much punishing. We're doing something to protect the innocent, protect the kids, protect you know, protect everyone else from a gun getting in somebody's hand that it shouldn't be in.
How long does it take to snap a magazine into a gun or load a couple of bullets? A law to require the gun not to be loaded at home would be simple and certainly reduce tragic deaths. It's a text, plenty of text coming in at 651-461-9226. Thanks for not bashing gun owners. I don't do that. There needs to be consequences for sloppy gun ownership. I'm okay taking rights away from those who don't respect the rule. I'm also willing to say that any adjustments or changes of law doesn't mean you're taking away the Second Amendment. Because that argument is nonsense also. When people say, we can't touch it. We can't do anything. Sure, in the late 1700s, the forefathers had the foresight to predict everything that was going to happen forever.
They were very wise.
Yeah. So they know anything is going to happen 2024, 3056. And by the way, we adjust amendments all the time. And we should. It's an evolving civilization. I'm not coming for your guns. I'm not stopping hunting. I think we can have other conversations. But unfortunately, what happens in a lot of cases, it's get to your side of the argument, lock in there, and don't even listen to the other side at all. One or two more texts. Let's see. They loaded our guns the way our governor loads his gun, everybody would be safe. Yeah, that video didn't work out very well for Tim Walz, did it? It wasn't Dukakis tank-like, right? Because that resonated with so many. I think the folks who didn't like Walz and were dubious of him and probably know hunting a lot better than the two of us were like, what is he really doing, you know? If you treated guns like alcohol or cigarettes, how easily can kids access? More text. They sell these things online. They're so-called non-lethal guns that shoot these plastic projectiles that can incapacitate a person. Sounds like a good alternative to a gun. There are a lot more options now where people have considered that, and I hope people explore and make the smart, responsible decision. Lindsay Gansel was a great producer on this show. She's involved in a lot of aspects of life, including acknowledging her ADHD, interviewing so many people, a part of it. October is ADHD Awareness Month. Our friend Lindsay is next.